B-Pod Studios.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston!
It's the Get Up Crew.
On Hot 96.9.
Turn it up!
In the morning.
All right, Melissa, you're going to have to... By the way, Melissa's new name is now Maury. She's the Maury Povich of this show.
Yeah, because... I don't know how I was, you know, given this title, but... Hey, I'll take it.
Sometimes Melissa goes like, guys, you won't believe what people are writing to me on social media. And this is probably the one that really blew my mind. So on the phone, we have, I'm not going to use your guys' real name. So we're going to call you Sarah and Mike. All right, guys?
Okay,
so Sarah and Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Sarah hit up Melissa.
She hit us. She hit me up through Facebook. Yes.
Yes.
She has a dilemma.
She had a little bit of a dilemma, and so Melissa asked her if she'd come on with us, and she agreed. And it concerns you, Mike, and you don't know what Sarah's going to say to you, correct?
Yeah, I got to be honest. When she told me that we were going to talk, she was going to tell me something on the radio. I haven't really been able to sleep for the past couple of nights because I just feel like it's not going to be a good thing, you know.
Well,
I guess that could be debatable.
I can't confirm nor deny. Sarah?
Hey.
So now you're going to say to Mike why you hit up Melissa in the first place.
So there's just no really right way to say this. And like, I'm tore up about it and I'm heartbroken about it, but I think that there might be a possibility that our son isn't yours.
Oh, Jesus. Wow. Happy Father's Day. Mike?
Yeah.
Wait, how old's your son?
Oh, my God.
He's six.
He's six?
I'm going to throw up.
He's six. And so, Sarah, why are you telling him this 6 years later?
Honestly, the guilt's eating away at me. And I was with a few different guys during our relationship. And so I mean, he's so good to our son and he loves him so much. And I just can't take the guilt anymore. And I just had to come clean about it.
Okay, hold on. Because I have a question. Sarah, you said a few guys like in the beginning, but what do you honestly think the odds are that your child isn't his? Like, do you think it's a great possibility, or because it sounds like you feel pretty confident?
So, I mean, I'm praying that it is. I'm pretty sure that it is. It's just that the timing is a little weird.
Mike, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm just having a hard time processing all this. So wait, did you cheat on me?
No, I didn't cheat on you. It was like when we first got together, you know, we weren't like official. Like we were, you know, kind of both single and like I was, you know, we weren't tied down to anyone in specific. So, you know, it was when we first got together.
Well, yeah, but I mean, when we got together, I stopped seeing anyone else. Like, I was only seeing you.
I wish I could say the same, honestly.
Oh, my God.
Okay, well,
this
listen.
This is awful. Oh, yes.
This
my God.
Is really
okay.
Heartbreaking.
Please make it stop.
Yeah, okay, well, here's the thing. So, originally, the reason Sarah hit up Melissa was she wanted to know if we had any contacts with somebody who could do, like a DNA test. And
it's so weird.
Sarah, here's what we're offering to you and to Mike, if you guys agree. How many other guys? Was it just one other guy or a couple other guys?
It was two other guys.
Two other guys?
Okay,
yeah,
two other
seriously?
Guys.
Seriously?
All right, so...
Wait, so how are we going to do this? So are we going to, like...
Here's the thing. Do you know who the other guys are? Like, can you get in contact with them?
Yeah, like, I mean, we live in a small town in New Hampshire, so I have their numbers. Like, I could easily get in contact with them if I needed to.
Okay. No promises here, but if you can get in contact with them, right? And we'll get your number and stuff so you can talk to our producer. If those guys will all agree, the other two guys, and Mike agrees, if you guys all agree to do a DNA test, we'll pay for it. Like, for all the DNA tests, so we'll take care of it. if you let us reveal, you know, who the father is on air.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, I mean, honestly, I guess that's fine as long as I know. I just get the answer.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly, dude, I'm standing at my job right now, and I might just go home the rest of the day because this is really me up.
All right, well, but do you agree? Like, if we can set all that up with you and the other dudes to take a test, do you agree to doing the results on air?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right.
I really hope this all works out.
Yeah, we'll get your number, your numbers, all the information and stuff like that, and we'll work on setting this up. All right, guys?
All right, thank you.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.